Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
And to get more on it, we head out to the fan hotline. Covers the team for Cleveland.com. Joins us at 9:20 every Wednesday throughout the football season. It's Dan Lobby. Dan, what's going on?
Hey, Jake. How are you?
We're doing pretty good. Obviously, initial 53s down, Dan. We got to a point in the season where we have some semblance of what the roster is actually going to look like. I did want to throw out to you, like, waiver claims go through today. Browns make a couple of moves. Anything that they did or didn't do that sort of caught you off guard and surprised you?
I don't know if surprised is the right word, but I think when they signed Bailey Zappe, that's, you kind of stop for a thing. You're like, huh, okay, I guess we're doing Bailey Zappe again. But that was really the only thing that stood out. I'm interested in the fact that you knew they were going to add a running back at some point because they only had two on that initial 53. So you knew one was coming in some form or fashion. So they go out and get Rocket Sanders, a kind of intriguing rookie, kind of see what he can bring to that room until Quinshon Judkins comes back. But nothing really shocked me except for, to some extent, adding another quarterback and the fact that it was a guy we saw start the last time the Browns played a real football game.
You mentioned Bailey Zappe. Obviously, he's just added to the practice squad. It's not like he's taking up an active roster spot, but was that an indication to you of anything happening in this quarterback room? Obviously, I don't know that it affects, Joe or even Dylan or Shador to some point. Does that spell anything for, what might be the chances of Deshaun playing?
I don't know if it has anything to do with that, but I do think it affects Shador to the extent of it gives you another option. Obviously, when you made the decision to trade Kenny Pickett, you made Dylan your backup. Obviously, the Browns feel very comfortable with him. But if something happens to Joe Flacco early in the year and Dylan is suddenly your starter, say week three, now Shador Sanders is your backup. And if you don't believe Shador Sanders is going to be ready to start games or play significant snaps if Dylan Gabriel gets hurt, Bailey Zappe provides you a little bit of a hedge there. You can elevate him. He could be your number two on a game day if you wanted him to be. Or at the very least, you could start him in a week if he needed to and you weren't ready to go to Shador. So I think it affects Shador more than anything. I think, look, I would never say never with Deshaun Watson, but until we get to a point where he's medically cleared, I don't know that it's that much of a conversation just yet.
Dan, obviously you mentioned the Kenny Pickett trade. They named Dylan the backup. If Dylan had to step in right now and start a game, would you personally trust him to do it right now?
I think it would depend maybe on the opponent, but I just keep thinking, he looked very good against the Rams. Now it's worth noting that there were three players, three non-specialists who played in that game Saturday for the Rams that made their 53-man roster. The absolute, that was the bottom of the Rams roster that he was going against. Now he had success, so that's good. That matters. But I do worry, let's say, again, you don't want something like this to happen, but let's say he needed to go out there and start week two. I'd be worried, would we be sitting there watching him and saying, man, Dylan looks awfully small against that Ravens defense. And I'm sure he hates hearing that. I'm sure he's so tired of hearing about his height and his size and all of that. But until we see it against real NFL defenses, like number one defenses, it's going to be an issue, and he's going to have to prove it. So I trust Dillon Gabriel to an extent. I trust him more than when they did this with Dorian Thompson-Robinson. I think he's a more polished quarterback. I think he's more ready. But I think there's a lot of risk in this, too.
Dan, as we're talking about the quarterbacks, I think it's important to also look at Joe right now. We've heard Kevin week after week, year after year, emphasize the importance of taking care of the football, which we know has been one of the main detractors for Joe Flacco late in his career, especially. Is it a need for the Browns to sort of go through and emphasize that Joe takes care of the football and changes his play to do that? Or do you basically just try to let him loose and be himself?
I think you have to let him be himself. And, you know, this is sort of a beggars can't be choosers situation in a lot of ways. Joe Flacco is your starter. You know, just like a few years ago when he came in and played those five games at the end of the year, he threw a bunch of picks in those games too. And you found a way to win those games. So you take the good with Joe and you kind of have to live with the bad. But he's also an adult and he's a grown up and he knows how to run an offense and he can be a leader in that locker room and a leader in that huddle and nothing is going to surprise him. So I think, you know, in this situation, would you love it if he could play turnover-free football? Sure. And maybe if you were 30 years old, Kevin Stefanski would be sitting down and saying, look, Joe, this is how we want you to play. But at this stage in his career, Joe is going to play how he plays. And I think if you're the Browns, he's the best option you have right now. So you kind of live with some of the bad because the good can still be really good.
Knowing where the roster kind of stands right now, where's your confidence level that the Browns could actually beat the Bengals in week one?
The confidence level lies in the fact that just weird things happen when the Browns and Bengals play. And we know the Bengals are a traditionally slow starting team. I know they've made that an emphasis this year, but at the same time, they just got Trey Hendrickson back. So, you know, they're still a little unsettled there. So, you know, their defense is not great. Their offensive line is shaky. Zach Taylor has never seemed to be able to figure out a way to slow down Myles Garrett. I know that goes for a lot of people, but him in particular. So, just the nature of, even though the Bengals have had success against the Browns recently, I think they won four out of their last five. That one was actually a week one game in Cleveland in the rain. I think Joe Burrow was banged up in that game. He had that calf injury that year, but still the Browns beat the Bengals that week. So just the weirdness of Browns Bengals. And then the fact that, you know, you can put a Denzel Ward on Ja'Marr Chase, and that's always a really great matchup. Myles Garrett can wreck that game in particular. He's done it before against the Bengals. I think, honestly, for as thin as this Browns team is, they're going to be healthy. They're going to have their top guys out there. Joe Flacco is going to be in the best shape he'll be in all year. So I think I saw the line as maybe 5.5 or 6 points favoring the Bengals, but I wouldn't rule out the Browns winning that week.
Dan Lobby, Cleveland.com, with us here like he is every Wednesday on the Fan Hotline. Dan, I did want to circle back to something we talked about a little bit earlier in the interview. You mentioned Bailey Zappe and the effect it could have on Shador. I mean, you add Bailey to the room. Are you still confident at this point that we see both rookie quarterbacks at some point this year?
I am, but I just think it's a matter of you want to wait to see Shador. You want to give him a little more time. He's actually, you know, we've heard this phrase before. He might need a little more time to cook. Now, it gets hard because those reps are going to dry up. Well, once we get to really next Wednesday, Joe Flacco is going to get most of the reps. And, you know, Dillon and Shador and a little bit of Bailey Zappe, they're going to get some scout team work. They might get to throw to the practice squad guys during individual, but it's going to be the Joe Flacco show. So Shador's going to really have to develop and grow, you know, really on the mental side, because he's not going to get a lot of physical work in practice and things like that. But I think the big thing is you do want to see Shador play this year, but you don't want to see it in like week six. You want to see it in the second half of the season and kind of see if he's taken advantage of kind of this gap between the preseason and the regular season, and if it can look better than it did against the Rams.
Dan, I mean, I'd be remiss if we didn't talk running back at some point. I have to ask, because everybody is wondering at this point, what is the latest with Quinshon Judkins? Does it feel like the Browns are legitimately any closer to signing him?
It's the biggest mystery right now. It feels like no one has a real clean sense of when Quinshon Judkins is going to come back and what's taking so long. I think the easiest answer is maybe the Browns are just waiting on some resolution from the NFL. The NFL will say we're going to suspend him, or whatever it's going to be. So it's kind of the big mystery. Nobody can kind of pin down what's going to happen. And it's one of those things, you know, we could hang up on this call and the guy could sign, or a week from now we could be having the same conversation about Quinshon Judkins. So it seems like it's very much up in the air. I think it's interesting that they went out and added a running back. And I think it's a reminder that even if Quinshon does sign like this week or early next week, that it might take a little time for him to get ready, and you don't want to rush him out there because then you maybe risk him getting hurt. So you do want to be able to ramp him up a little bit, but before you throw him out there for 15, 20 carries in a game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Is there any doubt at this point that Quinshon isn't a Cleveland Brown this year and he either goes back to college or exercises is some other right not to be on the team?
I still think that's far-fetched. I still don't think that's going to happen. You know, maybe if this drags out a little longer, perhaps it does. But I even think the idea of going back to college, I mean, look, obviously Quinshon was a great college back, and, you know, I'm sure a lot of teams would welcome him. But I'd imagine it would be hard to mesh right back into a college team, even if it was, say, Ohio State again. I think it would be hard to mesh back into that situation at this point. So I still think the most logical way that this goes is we get some clarity from the NFL with what they're thinking for a suspension, if there is going to be a suspension. And then the Browns and Quinshon kind of hammer out the guaranteed money, all of that stuff, and get this contract signed.
You mentioned him earlier in the interview, and Dan Lobby with this here on the Fan Hotline. Raheem Sanders picked up off of waivers. He was cut by the Chargers. Browns go ahead, add him to the running back room. I mean, is this a guy that you look like that's going to have an immediate impact? He's an undrafted free agent rookie this year. Is he stepping in to fill that Quinshon role, or is it just a flyer for depth at this point?
I don't think he'll fill the Quinshon role, but I think he's a guy that obviously, you know, has been in camp and been, you know, he's been putting in work, right? Not to say Quinshon hasn't, it's just Quinshon hasn't been with a football team at this point. So you're bringing in a guy who's a little more ready to play. I still think it's kind of the Jerome Ford, Dylan Sampson show, but this guy just gives you another option. It brings in a guy who is very talented, very productive in college. You know, I was joking with someone that, you know, they're bringing in a lot of guys that played at South Carolina last year. So maybe this is just a long game of doing a bunch of background on Lenora Sellers or something. But I think it's a good gamble on a guy that they did a lot of work in on the draft. You know, we heard from Glenn Cook today, the assistant GM. It seems like this is a guy that they liked. So I think it's a good flyer to take on a guy, and you needed to add another running back. So I like bringing in a young guy like this and seeing what he can give you.
Dan, isn't it odd how that always works out? I remember we used to be, just a couple of years ago, people referred to us as like the Tigers up north because we had so many LSU players. And then it feels like at times we have so many Ohio State players on this roster. Now South Carolina's just being added. It feels like it always pans out where it's just, oh, they had three guys from one college at once.
Yeah, and you know, it just so happens that, you know, with Gage Larvadan and Rocket Sanders, like it just so happens that there could be a quarterback coming from that school next year who could be a top pick if he has a nice year. I don't know. That's the conspiracy theorist in me.
I mean, listen, I like it. I'm all in for conspiracy theories that end me with a first round quarterback who has potential to be good. I'm never going to argue with those ones. I do want to look at the wide receiver room a little bit. You mentioned Gage Larvadan, but that's a guy that I think in a lot of ways was a toss-up to make this team and actually make the roster, not just be a practice squad guy. And it was that battle with Deontay Johnson. Was he going to make it? Was he not? Were you surprised that at the end of the day, Johnson got the cut and Larvadan got the stay with the Browns going and electing to keep six receivers?
Yeah, you know, I wasn't super surprised, but I did wonder if they would maybe still go with the veteran guy who, look, when you watch Deontay Johnson run routes, you see him move differently. You kind of see how he looks out there. But I think really kind of the nail in the coffin for him was that week in Philly. He didn't have good practices that week. It seems like he was involved somehow in running the wrong route on that pick six that Dylan Gabriel threw when there were two guys kind of right next to each other. Kind of based on the week he was having, it almost feels like maybe he was the guy in the wrong there. That's just an assumption. But there was no football reason to keep Deontay Johnson. He didn't show it on the field. He had an okay camp. But Gage Larvadan, from the minute he showed up in rookie minicamp until he scored that touchdown at the end of that two-minute drive on Saturday, all he did was make plays. And it felt like every day we were seeing number 84 make plays. So the argument for keeping Deontay Johnson was the physical ability, maybe that ability to, if he could keep it together and be a good teammate, be a good soldier in that room, maybe he could be your number three or four guy. But Gage Larvadan just earned it. And it's nice to see the Browns kind of look at that and say, hey, this guy did everything right. He did everything we asked him to do. He's going to get this job. Now we'll see what he becomes at the NFL level. But I think it's a great story, and it's good for him. And there's no way you can look at it and say that he didn't earn that spot.
Absolutely. I mean, I think he did. Were you surprised in any way to see the two guys kept, or even just the Browns going six receivers with both Carter and Larvadan making it?
I always kind of felt like Carter was going to make it, just because they signed him specifically to be the return guy. We saw him getting kind of some first team work. The Browns have, Kevin Stefanski has always kind of liked to have that return guy that he can try and turn into a little bit of a gadgety guy. So I'm not super surprised that DeAndre Carter made it. Six is a weird number, but when they added Isaiah Bond, you kind of put yourself in a position where you were either going to push a Larvadan or a Carter off, or you were going to have to keep six. So they obviously made that decision. It came at the expense of probably a running back, right off the bat. Maybe they had to give up a linebacker or a safety or something like that. But I'm not super surprised that they kept six receivers, just because I think they intentionally signed DeAndre Carter with a role in mind, and he didn't do anything to lose that role in the offseason.
I do want to talk about one of the special teams battles that obviously went down. Browns release Dustin Hopkins. I elect to go with Andre Schmidt, the Syracuse kicker. Did you feel that Dustin truly lost the job? And I mean, after signing to him an extension, it almost, I don't know that it was surprising, but Browns moved off of him very quickly and didn't waste any time in electing that was the wrong decision on the extension.
Yeah, I mean, I just think after last season, they tried to stand by him, and the stakes were so low when they were doing it last year, right? They just signed him to extension, like you said, and then he struggled, but you were pretty much out of the play. I mean, you were done early last year. They were, 2-6, something like that. It just wasn't going to happen. So you could stand by your kicker a little, see if you could work it out, and they kind of continued that into this offseason and into training camp. But the reality is, if this team is going to win football games, they're going to win with defense. They're going to win by running the football, and they can't have their kicker missing kicks, because these games are going to be close. I mean, every NFL game is close, but I think this team, if they're going to win games, they're going to have to pull them out late, and they need that kicker to be solid. Now, does that mean Andre Schmidt's going to be that guy? I don't know. We're going to find out. He's never kicked in a real NFL game, so we'll learn about him really quickly. But I think it was clear that you just couldn't trust Dustin Hopkins at this point anymore.
Again, Dan, we'll get you one more and then get out of here. I was just thinking about it and looking at the AFC North, and obviously a division that's regarded very highly around football. The Ravens are clear-cut, one of the best teams in the AFC. As you look at the division as a whole, though, with what the Steelers are, the Bengals are, and then obviously the Browns, is the AFC North right now closer to being overrated or underrated?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I think it – gosh, if I – can I say properly rated? I think it's probably in the right spot. I mean, the Ravens are a legitimate Super Bowl contender. The Bengals, my only qualm with the Bengals is you kind of go back to last year when they made that run and you look at some of the quarterbacks they beat, and it's not a very impressive list. So I guess if you made me choose one of the two, maybe it is a little bit overrated because we've got to see what the Bengals are going to be. Are they going to be, you know, back to Super Bowl contenders or not? And then the Steelers, again, we don't really know what the Steelers are going to be. We don't know if Aaron Rodgers is going to hold up all season. We don't know if he wants to stand in there and take hits or not. So I guess now that I've talked through it a little bit, if you're going to make me choose one, I'd say maybe it's a little overrated.
Dan, I think we're on the same page on that one. I appreciate you, as always, setting aside the time. I'll be excited as we get ready for next Wednesday. Looking forward to week one. Always good to talk to you, Dan. Appreciate it.
Yep, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Yep, Dan Lobby, Cleveland.com, with us there on the Fan Hotline. We're going to react to what he had to say as well. I want to throw that question to you guys at 216-474-0092. The AFC North, closer to overrated or underrated when you look at it this season? Because I tend to lean with Dan on that one and maybe pushing it just towards a touch of overrated. We're going to talk about it all coming up in about 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick right here on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.